This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. It's Friday and you're tuned into the Market Podcast. With me is editor Santosh Nair, who's going to tell us about what really transpired in the market this past week and what to look forward to in the upcoming week. Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Thank you, Jerome.
After a candid break, Santosh, you're back on the show. Really glad to have you, Santosh. But let's begin with IRCTC. This week was pretty good as far as the market was concerned.
Yes, overall, the benchmarks Nifty and Sensex rallied by a little over 3%. And this week, the rally was pretty broad-based. So you saw a fair bit of action in second-line stocks as well. By that, I mean mid-caps and small-caps. The mid-cap index was up close to about 5%, and the small-cap index was up about 3%. So you saw buying across the board this week. Of course, the IRCTC IPO made its debut on Monday. That really set the tone. Spectacular listing there. The stock almost doubling on listing. We're seeing some bit of profit taking coming in at higher levels. Of course, the bulls will argue that this is a one-of-a-kind company and, you know, it has no rival. However, valuations are now looking a little stretched. So what most analysts are saying is that probably the stock is fairly valued, at least in the near term. They don't see people jumping in to buy at higher levels.
Okay.
And given that most people have made decent gains from it, especially those who would have bought it during the IPO, you could see some bit of profit taking there.
All right, Santosh, what about the updates on the economy front?
Well, the news flow from the domestic economy still remains quite weak. You had consumer price inflation climbing, while at the same time wholesale price inflation is coming down, which means that the producers are not having much of a pricing power. You saw industrial output for August contracting, and rural consumption, according to AC Nielsen data, is at a 7-year low. You had export contracting by close to about 7%. Even more worrying was the close to 14% dip in imports as well. So not a pretty picture out there. And it looks like the economy will struggle at least for some time to come.
All right. Santosh, even World Bank has said something about the Indian economy. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, both World Bank and IMF have reduced their GDP growth forecast for India. And this is not really surprising, considering that the RBI had well in advance flagged this off. So if you're looking at it from a market point of view, this would have already been factored in to a large extent.
All right. Santosh, so my query to you is, now there is not so positive information as far as or data as far as the economy is concerned, yet the market is rallying. What could be the core reason behind this?
So largely, I think it has to do with two developments, both of them global. One was US and China reaching a partial trade deal.
Right.
The second was Britain arriving at a Brexit deal with EU. So that is something, these both developments did help lift sentiment.
Okay.
But as far as the Brexit deal is concerned, it still needs to be approved by the UK Parliament. It's not a done deal, but that definitely did help boost overall sentiment.
Okay.
In addition, you had foreign funds buying stocks worth little over 9,000 crore this week. That again helped lift sentiment. You must also remember that inflows into mutual funds, they have been slowing down a bit. In September, you saw a sharp dip against 9,000 odd crore, which comes into equity schemes on an average. In September, that fell to about 6,000 crore.
Okay.
But you're seeing some pickup in foreign fund buying. Not sure whether what kind of money, if it's long term, it's just some strategic investment bets that are being taken. But for the moment, the market appears to be on a solid ground as far as technicals
are concerned. Okay.
So you had Sensex closing above 39,000. You had the Nifty closing above 11,600. Now they're not too far from their record highs. So even though you will see that most stocks, at least in the mid-cap and small-cap segment, are well off their highs, and they're in fact bleeding money for most investors who put money in them, index-wise, you could still see the market make a new high in the short term.
All right, quite interesting there, Santosh. What about developments on the business front? Can you give us something, what happened through the week?
Well, among the major developments, French energy giant Total has announced acquisition of about a 37.4% stake in Adani Gas. Bajaj unveiled its first electric scooter, E-Chetak, under the Bajaj Urbanite sub-brand, which will be launched in January 20. Now, all throughout, Bajaj had been maintaining that it would not get into the scooter business. Right. However, it's done in about a... Indiabulls Housing Finance has sought SEBI's approval for a buyback of shares. Mm-hmm. Now, the stock has been under pressure for some time, mainly because of the approval for buying Lakshmi Vilas Bank not coming through. On Thursday also, there was a bit of volatility in the stock. That was mainly after the bonds of Indiabulls Housing Finance, the yields of the bonds, they jumped about 43%, which means that the bond prices fell sharply. This was after CRISIL changed its outlook on the bonds to negative.
Okay.
So now the talk is that it was a freak trade. Even otherwise, the volumes are quite low. So the talk is that it was a freak trade, and today the stock did rally a bit. But the stock has been fairly volatile. Punjab Housing Finance has said that it will raise up to 10,000 crore by issuing bonds in tranches. So these were some of the key developments during the week.
All right. Santosh, what about earnings? HUL, Wipro, they came out with decent numbers.
So HUL numbers, at least on the net profit front, there's a significant improvement, up by about close to 21%. Mm-hmm. Wipro quarterly net profit also showed a steep jump, was up about 35%. ACC's third quarter net profit was up by about 44%. TVS Motor managed to beat market expectations. Most analysts were expecting a dip in net profit, but it's reported a 15% increase in net profit. However, the revenues have been under pressure. Revenues are down by about 9%. Interestingly, Jerome, if you see, despite all the bad news in the auto sector, auto stocks somehow are doing pretty well. So you had Maruti Suzuki gaining about 9% during the week. Mm-hmm. Bajaj Auto is up about 7%. Mahindra & Mahindra is up 6%. But the best performer clearly is Tata Motors, which rose about 13%. So wow. We don't know at this point if probably the market is already sensing a recovery or this is just a flash in the pan.
All right. And Santosh, what do you look out for in the upcoming week?
So clearly, once again, the focus will continue to remain on quarterly earnings. It's a truncated week. Markets will be shut on Monday due to assembly elections in Maharashtra. Among the key earnings next week, which are expected, you have Axis Bank, Bharti Infratel, Kotak Bank, Bajaj Auto, HCL Tech, Hero MotoCorp, L&T, JSW Steel, ITC, Maruti, State Bank of India. So these are pretty much all the major heavyweights in the index, which will be announcing their numbers next week. And as you see, much of the action this week was in large cap stocks, and some of them have done quite well. For instance, Axis Bank, State Bank, they've all were up close to about 5% for the week. On October 24th, there will be the results of the elections,
right.
State elections. So that is something again that could lead to some bit of volatility in the markets. And there's an OPEC meeting on the 23rd of October, which could give some cues about where oil prices could be headed in the short term. So these are the things to watch out for.
All right, Santosh, thank you so much for all these updates.
A pleasure being here, Jerome.
A word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the Great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as Rs. 289 for 1 year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
So that was Santosh Nair giving you a wrap of what happened in the market in the past 2 weeks. This is Jerome Anthony signing out for today. I will see you again next Friday. Until then, stay logged on to Money Control.